Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, a good day, whatever time it is in your corner of the world. This is Andy Kimball here on the Andy and Amanda Show, talking to you live from Hollywood, California. We're going to wait for our co-host here, my co-host, Amanda Love, who's just joining us right now, I believe, from the UK. And if it is indeed you, well, Amanda, good day to you. 5 o'clock there in the UK. Oh, she was on. Entry dropped. So try again. This show, as we know, folks, is Blog Talk Radio. It's an internet radio talk show, and being on the internet and being hosted from the UK and the USA, we occasionally have some technical issues, getting hooked up and doing the show without any glitches or rough patches. Sometimes we get them, sometimes we don't, but you never know. It is the internet. We do our best to try to bring you an entertaining, engaging show that hopefully you get something out of. Hey, I think she's back now. Amanda, I think you're here. Good morning or afternoon. Hello, hello. Are you with us? Oh, my goodness. Anyway, she's trying. I can see her coming in here. Anyway, folks, hope you had a great weekend. Yesterday was Mother's Day here in the United States. Mother's Day is celebrated elsewhere, too, I think. I know it's a U.S. holiday. Well, I call it like a Hallmark holiday. It's, Hallmark cards and flowers and things. Like, every day should be Mother's Day. We should always be thankful and grateful for our mothers. They brought us into this world. We wouldn't be here if it weren't for our mothers. My goodness. Think about it. And, of course, our dads. But mothers are very special. Very, very special. And I had a wonderful time yesterday with my wife and my own mother and my daughter. My oldest daughter, who's in town, my other daughter will be returning from college very soon, and we'll get the family back together here and having some adventures and celebrate another Mother's Day when the whole family is here together. I look forward to that as well. Anyway, so yes, doing well here. Had a great weekend. Hope, folks, that you did the same. Lot going on to talk about in the news. And we're also going to talk about some of our favorite scary movie flicks. Our number here is 515-605-9888. Again, 515-605-9888. Call the show. Give us a call. Let's talk about what you like to talk about as well. And if you have any scary movies that you've seen that really stand out to be like the scariest or the best, had you on the edge of your seat, as the case may be, let us know what that pick would be. What would be that movie? We're going to run down some of the best rated all-time flicks on the show, and also talk about what's going on in the world in the news. And
hello.
Hey, she's back. My goodness.
What
a tease. She comes and goes and comes and goes. So I kept saying, here she is, no, she isn't. Here she is, no, she isn't. Here she is.
Here I am. What is it about Mondays, darling? What is it about Mondays and connections?
The last 3 or 4 Mondays, we've had the same issue.
I don't understand it. I really don't.
Oh, my. I just took a sip of coffee and spilled it all over myself.
Uh-oh.
Oh, my goodness.
You need to go get yourself cleaned up.
Oh, God. My goodness. It's not too bad.
Okay. It's clearly the beginning of the week, and, these things get thrown at us to... I don't know why.
Good coffee this morning. Good coffee. It is 9 o'clock here. I know it's 5 o'clock there. How was your day?
It's been productive. Yes, very productive, and you know, interesting, and going over things, and I can't complain, Andy. It's a good Monday so far. How about you?
Yeah,
I mean, it's still very early for
you,
isn't it?
I got up super early. Actually, I'm trying to put the night together. I came back, did some work, did some music work, actually. Wrote a couple songs last night, a couple new ones for an upcoming album. Bam, bam, bam. When they hit me, like, boom, it's like a rush. You got to do it real quick and get it done.
Yeah.
They're kind of rocking tunes, man. I'm not going to tell too much about them. I'm going to wait till they come out on record and have you buy it and listen to it. Not you, Amanda, but our audience. So.
I was going to say, Andy, don't keep me waiting like that. Yeah.
No, you know, you get them on the first note, obviously. You know, really, you know. But anyway, they're fun tunes, really fun tunes. And unlike the music I normally play, I don't know what inspired me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but anyway.
Oh, don't you just love those moments, though, where something hits you like that and you're just like, yeah, I'm going to get this down as quickly as possible. Sometimes I get those, like, I put so much pressure on myself to try and get the song out of my head in that moment that you can almost feel the resistance and it moving away from you, and it's like, no, no, no. So you try and grip onto it tighter to try and get it down as quickly as possible.
Yeah, it is. And the thing is, I did something I was told to do a long time ago, and I've been pretty good, but last night, you know, I was told when I have these ideas, like, you know, just get the guitar out and just start, bam, you got to do it right away. Record it. And I didn't.
Yeah.
But I'm going to try to recall today. I got it in my head, I think. Anyway, fellow musicians out there, you know what I'm talking about. But we're going to talking about entertainment. We're going to be talking about Gary. I can't wait to see what this Gary movie might be today. We will find out very quickly on the Andy Demander Show. Welcome aboard. It's good to see everybody. Welcome to my country. Anyway.
I had a scary movie when I walked into the bathroom this morning, you know, just saying.
You and me both, I got news for you. Oh, you know, I was telling you, I got a track here. So I went home last night and I took out the guitar. I came home from a great Mother's Day. Do you have Mother's Day there?
We do, but
Father's
we celebrate
Day,
it on a different day. I know you guys had it yesterday. Is that right?
Yeah, yesterday. Mm-hmm.
Mexico's got it today.
Wow.
Yeah. A belated Happy Mother's Day to everybody in the U.S. and Happy Mother's Day to everybody in Mexico.
Really? You bet. Absolutely. Absolutely. But anyway, so we had a great time. I was saying just when you were teasing us with your presence for a while there, I was talking about it. And yeah.
Uh-huh.
And so what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, so I picked up the guitar, I got home, and I remember laying on the couch and turning on the TV to watch something, and I must have just passed out right then because I don't remember a darn thing. Remember what I put on, nothing. And I woke up this morning, the sun had not come up yet, so it must have been very early, and the TV was on, and I scrolled through Netflix, and I started watching this movie called Dead Man Down or Last Man Down or something like that, and it was kind of interesting. But I recommended it. I don't know. It was kind of here or there. I don't know. It was all right. But anyway, I did watch it, and the next thing I know, the sun is up and my day is starting. And I hadn't, so I'm up from then. So I got up in the wee hours this morning.
Mm.
I have no idea. I don't remember anything. I remember the movie.
Oh, really?
It's kind of weird. Yeah, fell asleep on the couch. I'm still up. I still feel like I'm up from yesterday. You know what I mean? Like I took a cat nap on the couch, woke up, saw this movie, and here I am on the Andy Demander Show. You know, I'm like, crazy.
You roll out of bed and here you are.
Roll out of bed. Here I am. Yeah.
Oh, bless you, darling. I know those moments are quite trippy sometimes for me if I fall asleep in somewhere else in the house and then I wake up and it's just like almost like it does feel like a continuation of the previous
it
day
does.
Because you didn't quite go to bed properly, you didn't quite have enough sleep, mm-hmm. and you know, you still got yesterday on all over you.
You know, I'm still
all
like,
over you.
You know, yeah. And Friday, Saturday, a neighbor of ours is leaving, they're moving out of state, and they had an open house kind of get together. And no mask, we were all in there. They had some amazing, speaking of amazing, you know, my neighbor introduced me to this rum called Plantation Rum. Ooh. Unbelievable. I we're not talking wow. Bacardi and all that stuff. I mean, this is just a totally different class. It defines what rum is. I mean, you know, I've never had it, never heard of it. Plantation rum, mm-hmm. folks, don't know anything about it whatsoever outside of the fact that you need to try it or buy it because, wow, smooth as can be. And I'm not a big rum drinker. It's not like, you know, a margarita is here and there, a little rum here and there, but I'm not mm-hmm. this great big rum connoisseur by any means. You know, I usually buy the cheap stuff and mix it in a margarita. And is it margarita that you pick rum with? Rather wrong drink. No, rum. Yeah. No.
I'm not afraid.
No, wait, you don't put rum in margarita. Do you put rum?
No,
rum.
Oh, no.
Wait, is rum in a margarita? Huh.
I don't know if there is rum in a margarita.
We have listeners right now that are probably like experts and are kind of like saying, Andy, you know, good thing you're not a bartender.
Yeah, I'm not very cultured when it comes to drinks and mixing drinks and stuff because, as you know, I'm not a big drinker. I just have the occasional beer or a little champagne here and there or a little wine here and there, but that's about it.
No, you know, rum is not. You know what's in a margarita? Tequila, not rum. Tequila. Of course, everybody knows that.
Yeah.
Like a classic margarita is tequila, orange liqueur, lime juice. In a 3-2-1 proportion.
Mm.
So three parts tequila, two mm-hmm. parts orange liqueur, and one part lime juice. Supposedly makes this incredible margarita. I don't know.
Wow.
Beautiful. But so what do you put rum in?
I know you can have a rum punch. Extent of my knowledge is of alcohol. No, I don't know. I don't know. Some sort of cocktail of some sort. I don't know. Maybe.
I don't know. Not weird. Anyway, try Plantation. Where'd I get off on this margarita kick? Last night at this restaurant down in Santa Monica. Right on. When you get over here, you'll see this on the 3rd Street or 3rd Avenue. I guess it's Santa Monica. It's all. There's no cars. It's like a street performers and fountains and restaurants and cafes and stores and just for blocks and blocks and blocks. And it's just incredible. Big tourist attraction too, of course.
Beautiful.
But restaurants with outdoor patios. And we had this incredible dinner last night with my mom and my wife and my daughter outdoors on the patio. And it was just people were out and just crowded and noise and music going and wow, you know, and I was there during COVID several times. I just went and I took some pictures because there were stores boarded up. There were businesses that couldn't make it that were boarded up. Myself and maybe two or three other people on the entire 3rd Street Promenade for blocks. That was it, like ghost town. I just, you know, this is during COVID. I went down a couple of times and it was like out of a scary movie, speaking of scary flicks. And to go there last night, and to see it just absolutely bursting with energy and coming alive was just like, oh, my God, is this thing really kind of weaning down? Or, you know, you couldn't go into – even in a patio restaurant to check in, you saw to wear a mask, but you could walk around the street. Even though – I must say this. They did away with the outdoor mask requirement here in California. And I don't know if that applied – because most people wearing masks. There were a few without them. But most people had them on, even though walking up and down the street, outdoors, a beautiful evening, most people still wearing masks. And two things occurred to me. Wow, thank you, because even though we don't have to do it anymore, but you're still doing it. Wow,
exactly,
pretty cool.
Yeah.
And the other thing I'm thinking of, you know, unless we're kind of close together, there's no way. First of all, I'm vaccinated, and most of California is, you know, 48% of America is or something like that, but – most people are vaccinated. I mean, you walk up to somebody, most people are vaccinated. They really are. And those who aren't, let's say you weren't vaccinated. Let's say we weren't,
okay?
Hypothetically, and which we are, but let's just say we weren't. Even if you didn't wear a mask, unless we were in close proximity, if we both had COVID, we're not going to infect anybody outside. You know, you have a 6 feet, 7 foot, 3 feet, you know, especially if there's wind and whatever, you know, it's just not going to happen. You know, so I'm not saying that this mask thing is a what they say a hoax. Yeah, that you know you should obviously wear a mask, just for safety precaution. But in the real world, you just gotta wonder a little bit if it's just a little overboard. Well, I'm talking about outdoors. You know, a little overboard. just a little. I'm thinking, you know, all right. But here is the interesting statistic, what happened as a result of people wearing masks, and just put coronavirus aside.
Mm.
Other viruses, the cold's a virus, the flu's a virus, have dropped dramatically, significantly
yes.
lower. Put COVID aside, just because people wearing masks, all the other things that you normally get or can get when you're walking around, you get a cold, the flu, whatever it is, you know, just from being out and about and blah, blah, blah. Those incidents have gone way down. So it's
yeah.
kind of like, you know, the intelligence is, whoa, well, maybe, you know, seasonal mask wearing just in general isn't such a bad thing. You know, during flu and cold season, maybe,
yeah.
you know, it's not so bad. And you know what used to strike me a little bit, and I don't know why this is, but a lot of the Asian population,
yeah,
when you know, which are significant numbers here in Southern California, which is great,
yeah.
the great, right? I see occasionally, you know, never heard of COVID, like wait, you know, for years, way before COVID, you'd see somebody.
Yeah.
walking up and down the street or going to a store or something, they're wearing a mask. And it was usually a member of the Asian population. I don't know why or what, but I used to think, oh, I know what you're worried about. Maybe they're susceptible or something. Maybe they have immune issues or something like that. They've got to wear a mask
yeah.
when they go out. So I never thought anything of it. Cool, you know, great, I don't care, whatever, you know. But I just thought, you know, there's somebody wearing a mask. And then boom, you know, obviously, you know, SARS virus comes into existence and you know, millions of people die and get sick, and you need masks, so we can't really be near each other because that's how you get it. And then you kind of realize, you know, mask wearing is not such, in general, might not be such a bad thing. Might not be.
No. I had a bit of a thing with the mask, actually, on Saturday. As you know, Andy, we've been in communication since the last show, but so, over the weekend, as you're aware, I went to a big store here in the UK with my sister and my mother, my brother-in-law and my nephew, and we went to get some furniture and stuff from my sister's place. And the queues were absolutely enormous because, one, it was a Saturday. Two, everybody wants to be out now that we can go to the stores and things like that. So we are queuing for a little while. We get into the store, and obviously it's extremely busy. And we were in there for about 3.5 hours. And I got to admit, by the time I'd come out, I felt not very good at all from being in such a warm environment, even though they had the ventilation for health and safety reasons. It was very warm in there. And by the time I came out with that mask on, it was just, it didn't feel good at all. And I took it off and I was like, fresh air, this is incredible. And my poor mother felt extremely sick. And for the rest of the night, she couldn't eat. And the next day she still felt a little off, but I think the mask really impacted her breathing back in the carbon monoxide, whatever it is, you know, so I think that had some sort of effect on her, bless her, but she was perfectly fine after that. But yeah, she was fine going around the store. You know, she had to keep lifting it a little underneath because of where it was so warm and felt like she couldn't breathe, and I had to do the same, in all honesty. And yeah, it really affected her. So she got out, she was just like, wow, I feel so sick. I said, it's okay, you know, don't panic. But I think it's a relief for everybody to not be wearing masks. And yeah, I understand
We have a caller here calling from, looks like, light up here, looks like South Dakota. I have a feeling it might be our friend. Let's see here. Let's see who this could be. Hey, you're on the Andy and Amanda Show. Welcome aboard. Is this, by any chance, Joe, or am I wrong?
Hello, is this the Andy and Amanda Show?
Yes, it is.
It is. Hello, welcome.
Ah, I've been asked to come here to inform you that your show, it is Andy and Amanda, is being under investigation.
Why?
So it is my duty to inform you of that.
Hello.
Hello.
Yes, I don't know who that was.
I don't know either.
I don't know. Anyway,
I don't know. Yes.
You get all you know, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah, so the mask situation was very, you know, it didn't feel very comfortable, but I, you know, I can understand why we need it. And seeing those people walk around with masks on still when they don't need to be wearing masks, I think is beautiful of them to be that responsible. And because at the end of the day, even if they have been vaccinated, they're still possibly carrying the virus around and doing their duty to not pass it on to those who just can't be vaccinated for whatever reason. And, you know, it's protecting them a little more, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about in the news actually over here today about kids in classrooms not having to wear masks. So that's going to be a thing. Whereas before there was a big debate as to whether they should be wearing masks in class and stuff like that. But one thing I did feel sorry for actually was when we was walking around the furniture store and I saw all the staff there. I thought, how do you work all day in this warm environment having to wear a mask? That just that blew me away. I was just really felt for them in that moment. Incredible.
You know what? You know what I'm thinking? That
what's that?
This right now we are at a 48%. Is it 48%?
Yeah.
Of people, yeah. Let me see. Get this right. Yeah, 48% of the people in the U.S. have been have received at least one dose. And and there's, you know, and many, I don't know what the number breakdown for the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. I don't know what what the actual percentage is, because some vaccines obviously you only need one dose, right? So the I keep saying Modelo. Would you please get me the Modelo? It's Moderna.
Moderna.
Moderna. It's the Moderna vaccine.
Yeah.
The Moderna vaccine. Anyway. So the Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine both require two doses, right? And Johnson & Johnson is one dose, right?
Yeah.
So what we're looking at is just under 50% of the population has received at least one dose. But I don't know what the breakdown is because Johnson & Johnson only needs one dose. But anyway, put that aside. So the target number is 70, 80% of the population, I believe.
Right. Okay.
Right. So
yeah,
you know, what they're saying now is that, and that's what they need for herd immunity. I'm just trying to get this, understand this myself. So what they're saying now is that 70 or 80% might not be achieved because there's a reluctancy among many Americans to get a vaccine at all. And if that doesn't happen, then this herd immunity thing that we heard about, once you get a significant number of the population inoculated, that, either the virus will just dissipate over a period of time. It'll just, it won't. But they're saying now, because the reluctancy of many, mostly, I think it's, you know, I think they broke it down to, there's a lot of, you know, they broke it down politically and all this. And I'm not buying into that so much myself. You know, well, the Trump followers aren't getting inoculated. And I don't know if I'm buying into that. I mean, there might be some truth to it, but I'm not quite so sure. But anyway, the thing is that if that doesn't happen, then if we don't hit that 70% number, then this immunity thing, this herd immunity, where this virus will just dissipate amongst the population by itself. Yeah. If once we get 80-70% of the population just immune to it, it'll start, you know, disappearing. So the mask thing might be something we all adapt to and live with for an indefinite period of time, especially as the virus begins to and continues to mutate and change. And, you know, we don't know what exactly is going to happen to it. But, you know, we're talking about masks. So it might be something that it might be a whole new way of life for our population, for our civilization, something that we do looking ahead. Okay, you go to a store, go to a restaurant, you go out, you just might have to wear a mask. It just might be the way it is.
Yeah. It's interesting, isn't it, that the whole shift that we've had with all of this has challenged so many things. Incredible when you actually sit and think about it. And I know many of us, just like, we just want to get past it already. We're tired of hearing about the virus and tired of living in fear of it. And, you know, I still see people avoiding each other dramatically here, even though the lockdown is easing quite a bit. And I went for my exercise, my walk the other day, and, you know, because that day, one of our health secretary here in the UK was saying about the third wave possibly happening. No, it was Boris Johnson who said about the third wave, but the health secretary was saying that this South African variant could be very dangerous to us in the UK because its cases are still slowly increasing with that. And possibility of vaccine not working against it and blah, blah, blah. And so I saw the video. I was just like, great. You know, that initial reaction is, oh, you know, that fearful one. And I analyzed that fearful response in myself. And I was like, no, you know what? I'm going to stop it in its tracks right there. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to move away from it. Whatever happens, happens. All that we can do is protect ourselves the best way we can and move forward the best way we can. What will be, will be. So, you know. How that's going to progress, I don't know, and I'm not going to focus on it. I am going to do my vaccination this week, my first one.
Good.
Good.
Congratulations on that. Wonderful.
Thank you. I keep hearing horror stories from my friends who've had the vaccine. Oh my god, I felt dreadful, you know. And I'm like, you know, I'm not even going to keep that in my mind because not everybody responds the same way. So, you know. But, yeah,
I'll tell you, we have something else popped up over the weekend. Yesterday, Mother's Day, you know, Donald Trump has started his own platform to get his statements out because he's been kicked off of every other media, every other social service has banned him for appropriate reasons. You know, we've been down there. We're not going to go there now, but obviously.
Yeah.
So he started his own platform, and sure enough, on Mother's Day, He produces a statement, and it reads as follows. The statement by Donald J. Trump, the 45th president of the United States of America.
Yeah.
Give me a break. Can you imagine Barack Obama or George Bush putting out a statement or saying something, I am the 42nd or 44th, whatever, president of America. Oh, here's my just unbelievable, right? So this is what he said.
Yeah.
So now even our Kentucky Derby winner, Medina Spirit, is a junkie, because you know the allegations about some drugs that were found after she won the Kentucky Derby race, and they found So, and that's being, you know, it may have been for medication. That's being looked into. I don't follow the races of Kentucky Derby or anything else, but all I know is there's some controversy about some drugs that this winning horse may have been on when they won the race, which is illegal. Blah blah blah. Okay, now given that, now even our Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit is a junkie. This is emblematic of what is happening to our country. The whole world is laughing at us as we go to hell on our borders, our fake presidential election, and everywhere else! Exclamation point. Is this written by a crazy man?
Wow.
I think he's nuts.
But
anyway.
As if we needed reminding that he was the president. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. Come on, Donald. Jesus Christ.
As if anybody forgot.
Yeah. A fake presidential election. He's still promoting this lie that it was stolen, that people didn't vote for Biden, that his popularity was much more significant than it was. That, you know, months and months ahead, and how many times we said, and not just us. I mean, it's been out there. Forget us, we're nothing, you know. But what's been out there is that this guy's numbers were in the toilet for a long, long time, and there was no way he had a shot at winning this thing. It was predicted way in advance that he wasn't going to. His numbers were way down, and suddenly in his head, that was all fake. No, his numbers were – he was the most popular president. As a matter of fact, he was the best thing ever touched our great country and the world, for that matter, since – what did he say one time? The greatest thing since – didn't he actually say since Jesus Christ or something like that? Greater than Lincoln or whatever? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, but I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, you know, we played that clip here, you know. I am the greatest thing since
– sliced bread? Mm.
Yeah. Or since at least this person.
I'm Julia Child. Bon appetit.
I love it. Bon appetit. Oh, beautiful.
Oh, my God. Wow. So anyway.
So, you was watching some movies and stuff. Yeah, I've watched two really good movies on Netflix recently.
Mm-hmm.
What are they called? So one of them was called I See You. That kept me guessing right until the end. It was very, very good. I'm not going to give the plot away. I think people really need to check that one out. It's it had me thinking it was one kind of genre, and then it kind of shifted a little. So it leads you to believe you're going in one direction, and it actually turns out you're going in another. And I really appreciated that because a lot of movies these days can be slightly predictable here and there. But the other one I recommend is what was it called? How It Ends, which is an apocalypse type movie, which that was very good, and the ending was
tell me.
Questionable.
Questionable.
No, right.
Here, I have a question. Do you remember? Because we talked about, what was that Friday show? We started talking about scary movies. It's kind of a fun thing. I like this. But what we didn't mention Friday, what we forgot to mention, I forget what we talked about. I know we mentioned some cool movies Friday, going back to we talked about the Amityville Horror and The Blob and Night of the Living Dead and.
Yes.
Right, and some others. We didn't mention. I think the number one ranked scariest movie of all time is The Exorcist. The Exorcist, 1973.
Oh my goodness, yes.
How did we not?
I know, right? Wow.
How did we not?
Oh man, that movie.
It was Linda Blair played a 12-year-old girl possessed by the devil, I guess it was, and her mother seeks the help of two priests. Remember that?
Yes. Oh my goodness! Yes. You know, there's a little backstory with that here in the UK. When it was released over here, and my parents went to see it when they were dating, and there was priests stood outside the movie theaters, warning people not to go in and watch the movie because of the how scary and demonic it was, and they were handing out these leaflets and stuff like that, and it really made a lot of people think, oh crap, should I go in and watch this? And people were actually throwing up whilst watching the movie in the movie theater because of its content, and nothing had ever been produced in that way before. So when my parents told me that, I was like, wow. So I already heard these stories about it, and then I actually watched the movie for myself, and I was just like, wow, I can understand now why people were saying don't go in and watch this, because it did scared the crap out of me. It was just one of those things that really made you question the whole issue with possession and things like that, and it was done so well, so well. What was your thoughts on it, Andy?
I saw it when I was dating.
Okay.
It wasn't on the same date with your parents. No.
No.
Finally, we got, because I know Joe's been trying to get on here, and I'm going to see if I can get this happening here. Here we go. Hello, we got Joe back on the show. Welcome aboard.
You know what? You guys are no fun. Absolutely no fun whatsoever. You know why?
We lost you. You were on for a minute, and you were off. You came
Here's
in
what
when.
Happened. I came in a few minutes ago. I was trying to pull a prank on both of you, but
I said it was
you
Joe.
You two couldn't handle it, so you muted me. That is no fun.
Oh, I put you on screen first. Oh well, you go ahead. We're gonna continue. Wait a minute. Make sure. Hold on a second. Don't go anywhere.
Okay,
stay right
I'm
here.
Not gonna go anywhere.
Don't go anywhere. Oh, hold on. I just got to secure this. Give me a second.
Oh,
boy, the
here.
Electronic vicissitudes of life.
This is just internet. Give me a second, Joe. Don't go anywhere. Hold on.
Play some elevator music. You know, let's cue that.
Joe, I put you on green and you went off. I didn't mute you. Believe me.
Oh, you didn't mute me? All right. I was going to do this. Yeah, okay. That was probably my accent. But here's what I was going to do. I came in. I used this phony voice.
You want me to do it?
Joe, I'll do it. Okay.
Yeah.
What?
Do it.
Okay.
Because we lost you. Do it again.
Is this, okay. Is this the Andy and the Mandeshell?
Yes, it is. Yes. How can we help
it
you?
It is. Very. Mm-hmm. I watched it, and I have been assigned to investigate your show.
Oh. You tell.
Wow, okay.
I am with the FBNF agency here in Washington. And the reason why I have been asked to investigate your show is because the agency stands for the Federal Bureau of No Fun. And you two guys...
Hey, you two
guys have way too much fun for me.
I love it.
So that was going to be my shtick.
I put you on green just to talk to you because I didn't. Amanda will vouch for me. Didn't I say, Amanda, we have, I think, Joe online? And then I figured I blew it because your number wasn't the same number. I told Amanda, Joe's here, and then you came on. I knew it was you, but then I wanted to put you on green screen to talk to you, and you disappeared. And I told Amanda just to go along with the show, oh, there's all sorts of figures coming in here. But, Joe, here's what I want to do, if it's okay with you, because Amanda and I have done this before. We don't have a whole lot of live listeners, I don't think. Maybe we do. I could be wrong.
Right.
I don't, right? But this part right here I'm going to edit out. What we're saying right now, this is not going to be part of the podcast. This is behind-the-scenes stuff, right? So
okay,
what I'd like you
right.
to do, because this is a lot of fun, would you – let me see how you do this. I want to include what you did in our produced podcast that goes out over everywhere, iHeartRadio, iTunes, the whole nine yards.
Right.
I want to do it again. I'll cut everything out that we just did. But include, but now we're going to script it because we have followers that the podcast followers are huge.
Oh, okay.
And for those of you who are listening live, we are in Hollywood, and this is what we do here in California. Everything is fake.
Yeah,
the courtroom shows are fake.
Okay.
The courtroom shows are fake. The storage hunter shows are fake. It's all fake. I'm in California. I've been in these shows. I know. This is fake, too. So we're going to show you how we set it up. So, Joe. Can you do that again?
Yeah.
Because I was going to get you on green and tell you to, you know, I told Amanda, I blew it because I said, Amanda, we have Joe on the line, and then it was you, but I already said it was you. So we need to do it again so I can integrate it into the podcast, but I'm not going to say anything.
Okay.
So we're going to do this all over again. All right. I want to count it down, and then you call in. I'm going to say we have a caller. All right.
Okay, that's better because if I try to call in again with my app, there's no guarantee.
Amanda, you and I are going to talk about movies just a little bit. Let's talk about movies. Talk about movies. Number two movie.
Yeah, you're talking
and
about
then
The Exorcist, and then you have a caller. Okay.
Okay. All right. We're going to go.
Yeah, Andy.
Yes.
You were saying, what was you saw you were dating somebody. Is that right when you saw The Exorcist?
Yeah. I was on a date too when I saw The Exorcist, but it wasn't with your parents. It wasn't with your parents, I assure you.
Good to know.
But we failed to talk about The Exorcist on Friday when we talked about the Amityville Horror. We talked about The Blob. We talked about, Night of the Living Dead and that guy Romero. What was his name, Ramirez or something? And also Paranormal Activity. But we did not talk about The Exorcist, and I have a number two movie here, just to give you a little clue, called Hereditary. But before we go into that number two rated movie, we have a caller, and let me hit this button here and get this caller in. We have a caller. We're always excited when we get a caller because we don't get many. You know what I mean? So anytime we get a caller, like, yay, somebody's listening. All right, caller, welcome. You're on the Andy Demander Show. Welcome aboard.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Yes, we can hear you, darling.
Okay. Well, the reason I'm calling is this. Is this the Andy and Amanda show to begin with?
Yes. I think it is.
All
right. That's right, Andy?
I think.
Yeah.
I'm Amanda. No, I'm actually Andy. I'm sorry. No, that's Amanda. I'm Andy. How to check.
I have to tell you before we do anything else that I have been assigned to investigate your particular show. Your show is on Blog Talk Radio.
Yes.
And there's been a complaint that my agency in Washington has to follow up on.
Ooh.
My name is Charles, and I'm with the FBNF agency. And the complaint is this. First off, let me tell you what the agency is all about. Mm. When people come to us for a complaint, we have to follow up in order to maintain the integrity of the Blog Talk Radio platform. So that's why I'm here, and I have to investigate, and I have to inform you of that before anything.
I was wondering.
Anything else commences?
Yes,
Andy, you were wondering what?
Because I was kind of all the stuff that we do on the show and everything that we've been doing all along and the clips that we have and all that. I was wondering if you were kind of treading water, and something might come down
to
the road.
To a certain degree, you and your co-host Amanda have, and now I will reveal to you exactly what the purpose of my mission is. Again, I'm with the FBNF agency in Washington. I am calling from a different district, and the agency is the Federal Bureau of No Fun. No fun. Do you understand what I'm saying?
That's scary. That's as scary as these scariest movies we're talking about. That's spooky.
Yeah, now, probably. Well, yeah.
Tell me.
For fun is because you guys are all fooling around. This is Joe.
Joe. Joe, oh my God! I was thinking because I know we get away with some pretty, we put some stuff on the show which we kind of, we cross this little thin line here, playing some stuff, and I'm thinking somebody's gonna call somebody someday and say, hey, these guys are kind of like,
No. I haven't listened to the show all that many times, but the shows that I have listened to and which I've been on, you haven't crossed any lines whatsoever. You should actually be on the shows that I go to or that I've co-hosted. A couple of them we've had to put as X-rated because we do allow certain lack of limitations, you might say. But your show
is
has...
okay to take an orgasm.
No, that's one of them. Because if we don't achieve that third orgasm, we feel like we failed each other. You know what I mean?
Well, you are enjoying it, so I gotta admit.
Yes. You did.
What was
you had
that?
To scare me. That was scary.
Oh, yeah.
Scary.
Oh, not as scary as The Exorcist. You know what? When I saw The Exorcist, I wasn't scared at all.
Really?
It didn't scare me. Really.
Wow.
I liked the music. I thought Linda Blair was doing a good job as a person who was involved with the devil. You know, that's like an orgasm.
Yeah.
So I thought that was okay. But other than that, it wasn't that scary. So a lot of people were scared. I would have thought Halloween or what would be the other really scary movie?
Halloween. I should send you a picture. Joe, I should get your email so I can send you this picture. I sent the Jason in Halloween, the Jason?
Right.
The house in the movie is, about 3 minute walk from my house here.
Is that right?
In California. Yeah.
Oh.
And on Halloween, I was telling Amanda on Friday. It was a fun, you missed Friday show. Uh-huh. It was a fun time. I was telling Amanda on Friday that on Halloween, it's amazing. This town comes alive. I mean, they block off streets and put, people just, this is Hollywood. I mean, people just, you wouldn't believe Halloween.
Right.
It just, it took on a new, incredible. But anyway, where the Halloween house is, Jason's house, where they made the movie, a guy gets dressed up and puts the mask on with the knife and people in his stage and people gather around cameras and he does lots of things. It's so cool. Halloween is cool in this town here in Pasadena area in California. Very cool. I got another scary movie for you. And
okay.
I don't know of this one. It's rated as number two from IMDb, the movie actor site. Number two is a movie called Hereditary.
Oh.
Never heard
anybody
of it.
Hear? Neither have I. A grieving family is haunted by tragic, disturbing occurrences. I never heard of it.
Never heard of it.
No.
What about Hellraiser?
Hellraiser, yeah.
Yeah.
Hellraiser.
And then if you're going to go for a different genre, it's not a different genre, but remember Candyman?
Yes.
Well, that's a horror movie.
No.
I was thinking of something else at the time, and then I kind of panned back to Candyman.
Oh,
but
okay.
The other one I was thinking of was more The Lost Boys. I don't really see it as a horror movie as such, I guess. I see it as slightly different, but The Lost Boys was classic.
Oh, God, you remind I don't know if that's the name, but you remind me. Go ahead, Amanda.
That's okay.
I will tell you of a scary TV movie that I saw.
Oh, okay, okay.
And it might be, it could be The Lost Boys, but what it was, and what it was, oh my God, it was about a bunch of kids who were like 12 or 13 years old. They were about four or five of them, and they were in a van, and the van capsizes, so they escape from the van, and as down the road, and they pop inside the house, and the owner and his girlfriend, or his wife, I forget which, they see them, and they ask, what are they doing there? And they say, well, our van capsized, and we had no place to go because we're miles away from where we wanted to go. So I hope that you don't mind that we came in. So they're so nice and polite. And the guy and the girl say, okay, why don't you stay for a little bit, and then, of course, we'll call your parents and call the school you came from, et cetera, et cetera. But what it was about was that all these kids escaped from a mental institution for the criminally insane.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I can't even ever have seen or heard it.
Yeah, even though they were 12 and 13. So what happened was they had these very, very thin egos. And if you do anything to criticize them, they will kill you.
Wow.
Jeez.
It was a good TV movie. So I don't know if it's called The Lost Boys, but I'll take a look at IMDb now. I'm actually at my PC.
Yeah.
Go to IMDb, 100 Scariest Movies of All Time. And you can look me up, too, by the way. Anyway, no. Because I'm in all of them. They show my face at the end of it. No respect at all. You know what I mean?
Pilots, I understand, Andy. It's one of the scariest pilots of all time. I'll look you up. Okay.
So if you found it, Joe, you can follow along with me. It's the Exorcist, Hereditary. Number three is The Witch.
Well, I haven't tried the category yet. Let me go to another browser.
It's 100 scariest movies of all time. It's
probably in the right-hand side, but it all depends upon the browser you use.
Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, that was a scary one.
It says, by far one of the scariest movies I've seen. This horrific film is very gory and disturbing and very chaotic and suspenseful. The film.
How about Alien scared people.
Alien.
Like
oh, my God. It's Sigourney Weaver. That's not on here. That was a great movie. That was great.
Mm-hmm.
I got it. You know something? Because I don't know who did this list because I don't think this list on IMDb is. This is created in 2017 by King Anthrax. Whoever that might be, IMDb.
King Anthrax, what a name.
That's what it says.
King
what it
Anthrax.
Says. It was updated 5 months ago.
That's like having a name called. That's like having a name called Mama Arsenic.
Yeah.
Friday the 13th is the Lighthouse. Did you ever hear a movie called The Lighthouse or High Tension or Us? I'd never heard of these movies.
No.
Top box office, but I don't see anything here that says the scariest movies.
This can't be rated by anything official because it's IMDb. But
usually they have things like that at the right hand side of because I go to IMDb often, and they usually have something like that, which is written up by people who people like us who like to and they usually have some sort of commentary, but I don't see the category. I see Hollywood romances, our favorite couples, upcoming superhero movies. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
From your watch list. I don't see any. I see fan favorites. I don't see anything about horror movies.
Let me go to another one. Search best scary movies. And maybe it'll come up something.
Okay, I'll put that in the search engine.
Yeah, best scary movies. And it came up number one, IMDb.
Oh, you mean you put that in Google, right?
Yeah. And then IMDb came up.
Okay.
Oh, here's another IMDb.
Let me do that.
You know something? No, you know what? I got it. Because I wasn't quite sure how this works. Because our follower listeners might be following along, too. Here's how this works. Here's another one by Ono Di Pacino, not Al Pacino. Ami Di Pacino or something. So these are personal recommendations for the 100 best horror movies. This is nothing by any kind of famous critic or any well-known IMDb website. This is just individuals 100 best picks. Because this person has number one, The Shining, then The Others, then It must be Dawn of the Dead. I'm assuming
it's
a typo.
What were the keywords you put into Google? Scary movies?
I put best horror movies.
Best horror movies, okay.
But no, I put, excuse because me, no, best mean, scary movies, best scary movies, best scary
best
movies.
Best scary movies, okay.
Yeah. See what comes because up. Amanda, are you near your computer?
I am. I'm in front of mine, my darling.
What comes up for you when you put best scary movies in?
Well, I've got the 200 best horror movies in front of me. And so at number one, we have Psycho.
Yeah, that's what we said Friday. That's what we said on Friday's show.
Yeah.
Psycho was like...
And there's a lot of other ones that I haven't heard of, actually, that are in the top 10, which is incredible.
Yeah, that's what, right.
We've got number two is a movie called Get Out, which was in 2017, actually. Supposedly like funny and scary and thought-provoking. I don't know a lot of these names on here, but then you've got like the big names that we already know of. But they've mixed a lot of the latest ones in with the more older ones as well. They've actually classed Jaws as number 12.
And Mary Poppins is number 10 here.
Of course, yeah. Mary pop a cap in your ass. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Well, I like that. I like the background.
It's
not Mary Poppins, but okay.
Oh, I must hit the wrong button. I'm just getting used to this here. I thought I was hitting Mary Poppins. Sorry.
Frankenstein.
The kitchen knife.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I see that movie you're on about, Andy, Hereditary.
Hereditary, see it?
It was made in 2018, and its class is number 18 on the top 200.
I never heard of it.
No.
That might leave in the minds of some of our viewers and listeners a connotation of which would be inaccurate.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, even Nixon knows. Mm-hmm.
Nixon wouldn't know.
Yeah. We've reached out. We've had some incredible conversations with the late president. Mm-hmm. It's been wonderful. I think we are the only show that he's actually communicated with to give us his impressions and his.
You have been channeling him, haven't you?
We have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you remember the movie Christine?
About the car.
So the car comes to life. My goodness, that's just a classic in my eyes. I absolutely love that movie.
But when people are pounded night after night, it naturally shakes their confidence.
Thank you, Dick.
For some people, it increases their confidence, Andy. The Birds, 1963. Do you remember
that
movie?
Oh, The Birds, another Hitchcock. Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah,
great movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
You know who her daughter is, right?
No.
Pardon?
Oh, wait, I think I'm... Who?
Tippi Hedren's daughter.
Ooh.
Mm-mm.
Who? Melanie Griffith, if I remember correctly.
Wait, Melanie Griffith is whose daughter?
Tippi Hedren's daughter is Melanie Griffith, I believe.
Who's Tippi Hedren?
She was in The Birds.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say, hey, you know, Evelyn Smith, her daughter happened to be, Rhonda McHenry.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. I remember her.
Yeah.
You're right.
Yeah. Did I tell you that? Yeah.
Yeah. I got the 65 greatest horror movies of the 21st century by the Rolling Stone and then Rotten Tomatoes and Harper Bazaar and IndieWire, but nothing here from IMDb, which kind of surprises me.
Wow.
Variety,
House of
too.
House of Wax, 1953.
What is it?
House of Wax.
House of Wax. Oh, that's
I remember that.
Vincent Price.
Yes. Yeah. Great movie.
You know, it's amazing. I can remember all these names, but I can't remember what I did 5 minutes ago.
I know, right?
Yeah.
I just hate it when that happens.
Ooh,
these movies.
Yeah, a lot of these, I don't know a lot of these movies here.
Invasion of the Body Snatchers. Wow.
I remember that.
Oh, that was a great one.
Donald Sutherland.
Yes.
Donald Sutherland. Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing. Amazing.
That was the second version. You've got to see the first version with Kevin McCarthy.
Oh, right.
The 1959 or the 1960 version.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Whoa. You talk about a prophetic movie.
Yeah. We have another caller coming in here. Let me think. Here we go. Is it? I've been
probably a movie critic.
Who? Yeah, we had a movie critic online here. I think we do. From New York or Hollywood. Is this the movie critic? Hello? You're on the Andy DeMander Show.
Hey, what's up, guys? It's me.
Hey, darling. How you doing, darling?
I'm back.
He's back.
Uh-oh. Here.
Here's Johnny.
What's up, guys?
Right.
You people are sick.
Yes. We are talking.
Yes. What I say.
How you doing, darling? You okay?
I'm doing great, guys. I miss you guys a lot, man. I've been, you know, listening to the show. I really, truly miss you guys. And I was like, you know what? I just text Andy. I was like, Andy, I need to hear your voice again.
Oh, thank you. Well, you've come into we were just talking about how many sex partners we've had. We're just having this amazing conversation.
The fact that I have more than I will have by the end. More than 300 first term. Think of it.
300.
That's
300.
Why I called in.
Yeah. You guys.
With that kind of number, Trump's an amateur.
Yeah.
I had my shit.
But he's had 300. Jesus.
300. 300 of them. Because,
this takes years and years and years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Should open up.
They should.
They should open,
open
up.
Open up. Open up, girly. Open up, girly.
Yeah.
You boys.
Oh,
just
man.
Like, what am I going to do with you?
We're on a roll. No, Cordell, we were just talking about how many sex partners we've had. No, actually, I'm kidding with you. We weren't. We're talking scary movies. We're going through different people's ratings and rankings, IMDb and other lists of who's rated their top 10 or so scary movies, and kind of cool, I was a big fan of shock films. You know, it's like. You know, edge of your seat adventure action. It doesn't have to be scary. It could also be a good, action adventure movie, that kind of thing.
Kathy Bates in Misery. Oh, my goodness. Do you remember that movie?
Joe dropped again. We have some internet issues with some of our callers. Joe, I hope
I
you're listening. Call.
He does it through the app, doesn't he? I think that could be why.
I don't know. It's a shame because we've had other callers come in. They come in, they go. I think I've told you before. They'll light up and I'll say we have a caller, and then they're not here. Or we call up, they don't hear us, and they drop. We got two other callers, and they just disappear. We're on the internet.
Yeah.
We have a lot of fun doing what we do. This is the Andy DeMander Show. 515-605-9888. Because you really can't call in, it must be a fake. Because we can't seem to get people to last on the show too long, they drop. But no. That's not true all the time. Seriously, folks, our number is 515-605-9888. We do have a few open lines. Joe's probably going to try to join us again here. We hope he does. If you're listening, Joe, try it again. And I don't know why calls drop. Amanda had an issue getting in today. Joe had an issue getting in today. I don't know what the problem is on our Monday shows here on Block Talk Radio. But as Joe said, it is Block Talk Radio. And I will not comment any further than that. Because we are looking to get on SiriusXM or a syndicated show because we have I'm going to do a little plug for us because I think we are deserving of a plug. We work hard to do this. People might not know it, but we really do, and we have a fun time doing what we do.
Yes.
We're flies in the wall. And we talk about what concerns and issues in politics and government and things that are going on, and we have fun too. We talk about relationships. We talk about sports. We talk about cars. We're talking about movies now. And as you would, going into a bar, sitting down with a bunch of people and having a conversation. And we have conversations, and it's kind of you know, we like to think that we can create an environment where you can join the conversation, make a difference, say what's on your mind, get it off your shoulders, express what's bothering you or express what's making you laugh. And we provide that here on the show. And a number to do it is 515-605-9888. We are looking to expand this show, and we are looking to put together a funding program in order to do that, and which could take the show either on we all get jobs on a radio station, or we just take the show ourselves and continue to do what we're doing, but take it to the airwaves. Of course, we've got to tame it down. We know that, FCC and so forth, but we'd be delighted to do that and can do that. And we think the show with thousands and thousands of followers and listeners, not all at the same time, we're aware of that, but since we've been doing this, just thousands and thousands of listeners and followers who've commented and told us and emailed and had conversations after they've been a guest on the show. Man, this is great. This is fun. And we don't know. It's not like we know what we're doing. We're not professionals doing this. You probably know that by now. Who are these folks? But why are you listening to us? You could have turned us off, and you're not. See? You're still here.
Yes.
Just for that, you know?
See?
Yeah.
Yeah. These people are sick.
But now
we're going to get money because we want the money.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay. You follow?
Absolutely.
So
yes.
Stay tuned because we're putting, what do you call it, a Patreon. We're going to have a Patreon where we're minimum pocket change contributions every month. $5, $10, $20, $50, $100 would be great, whatever. Every month will enable us to expand this program, get the word out, advertise, promote. You become part of it. You know, this is public radio on the internet, and we want to take it further. And, we talk about it, behind the scenes. We're on the phone. We're going back and forth. Boom, we got to take this thing to the next level. And we feel that the best way to do it is to get our listeners and get our followers and those thousands who we know are out there involved in what we're doing. Make the show yours. Let's do this together. We can do it. We can make a difference. So again,
absolutely. And who knows, with your help, with funding and things like that, maybe we can go completely independent and do something very special with what we have.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. Mm-hmm. And we're looking for interns.
And we are looking for interns, production interns. You want to learn how to do this? You want to learn how radio works? We will show you and have you help with our show. And boy, I'll tell you, if you can help us make this thing happen, you'll go out and get a job doing something pretty great, and you'll have experience, and we'll give you that experience here. So we are looking for some production interns. We're looking for some writers, copywriters, and folks who can help with production and producing audio clips. And we'll give you the ins and outs and the roads and tell you how all this works and what we do here and how radio works, how production works on a radio station, because we do have one here, believe it or not, even though it's on the internet. And if you want to join us and get the experience and then, go out into the world down the road, whatever your major might be, journalism or broadcast or, communications, and when you walk into that job, you'll have an idea of what to do, how to work a recording studio and editing audio and producing audio and blah, blah, blah. You'll get all that experience here. And so if you know of anybody, parents of college kids that might be listening to us right now somewhere, email us, andyandamandashow@gmail.com, and we'll help that student or you if it's you and want to get out there and learn how all this is done. Anyway,
absolutely.
Gosh,
yeah.
So why do we talk about that now? Because the person who just joined us, Cornell Butler, is actually the coordinator of the show. Whenever he joined us, I'm like, God, we gotta. Cornell wants the show to happen, and Cornell introduced Amanda and I. Even though none of us have ever met, but we have this incredible allegiance to the person who made it all happen, who's on the line with us, Cornell. And whenever he joins us, I'm like,
boo! You people are sick.
Cornell knows every single line we play here. We don't even need to play them anymore because Cornell knows them. He just gets on, and and he does it.
Much too rough.
Yeah, much too rough. Mm-hmm.
I'll answer the question.
Well, go ahead then.
Uh-huh. Yes. That was me.
You are a fucking moron.
Well, I would go that far.
Yes, that's me too.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is. When I'm calling you at 2 o'clock in the morning, 2 o'clock in the morning. Did you? Hey, what's the numbers?
You want to know our numbers? Yeah, we should talk about what numbers are. I think we're just under 2,000 right here on Blog Talk. Just we're starting to approach 2,000 on Blog Talk, and on the, our distribution, but I know it's up there around I don't know, Cornell, I don't know what it is. What was
20,000?
That's what I was going to say. I knew it was. I was going to say somewhere around 20,000, 15,000, but right in there. Yeah, right in there. Pretty
worldwide.
Cool. Yeah, world, around the world, 16 countries. Yeah. Oh, and also, I want to welcome. We have new listeners. We are in Australia already, but our numbers boosted in Australia over the weekend. I was going to tell
you
guys that.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah,
that's fantastic.
Yeah. Our numbers boosted us to in the. They're now recording in the single digit percentiles where before they were just 1-2%. Now they're elevating in Australia. So welcome. You know, you guys are tuning in. You girls, you guys down there, down under.
Our cousins, the UK's cousins,
There we go.
That
you
is
know,
awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
We are so humble.
We are so humble. Like,
I recently had sex with this guy.
When I hear of these people wanting to listen to us, it does humble you. You kind of think to yourself, well, what is it that's so special, you know, about us that people want to take their precious time out of their day and dedicate it to listening to what we have to say. And that's just, that's a beautiful thing. And I'm very grateful, as I'm sure. I know my co-host is. I know Cornell is. Mm-hmm. That's just incredible. Thank you, guys. We really, truly appreciate you.
We do.
Cornell who?
Oh, well. Mm-hmm. Cornell who? You.
I have no further use for you.
Mm-hmm. Cornell.
Oh,
well,
God.
I really
why have you come
here? Guys. Yeah, that's who that guy, man. He don't like me.
He doesn't sound like he likes many people, in all fairness.
I mean, I was like, yo, dude, I want some water. He's like, why are you here? For some water. And he was like, yo, dude, that joke suck.
I'm like, moving right along.
Yeah, I was talking about movies and everything. That was
we were writing down a list. Before we were so rudely interrupted by, Cornell, we were having a good conversation before, you know?
I'm sorry, guys. Next time you hear from me, it'll be tomorrow.
Tick-tock, Cornell, yes, you saw the movie Candyman, right?
Oh, I love that movie, man. That was me.
No, right? You know, when I was when I was a kid, you know, when you see and you hear about these horror movies when you're children, and you know, everybody wants to see them when you're kids. It's like, oh, did you see that? My parents let me see this. And I remember when I saw Candyman, my friends were doing that scene where they looked in the mirror and they were saying Candyman. And we were all like freaked out thinking it was going to happen.
I just look in the mirror and I'll be like, damn. You look like Candyman. When I wake up in the morning, I'm like, geez, you don't have to say it three times or five times. I just look at myself and I'm like, oh, my God.
What's that other thing? Was it from another movie where somebody looked in the mirror, but it was to do with a woman, and they would say her name like three times? Not Mary. I don't think it's turned to...
Bloody Mary or something like that?
Yes, Bloody Mary. It was Mary. Yeah, Bloody Mary. What was that from? Was that a horror movie?
No.
Yes.
No.
Was it? No.
Bloody
Mary?
Yes. Yes, no.
No.
It's drink, right?
What?
It was a drink. It's a drink. It's a drink.
Yeah, I know it's a drink. I'm sure I saw something. Oh. I don't know if it was a movie or a TV episode of some sort of... It could have been from Supernatural, actually, the TV series Supernatural, with Jensen Ackles and Jared Padalecki, or whatever his name is. And they had an episode in that where they said about the legend of Bloody Mary, and they did the same thing with looking in the mirror and saying her name three times or something like that. That's what I was thinking of.
It's like Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, Bloody Mary, something like
that's
that.
That's right. Yeah, and then somebody hands you a drink.
Yeah. And then, yeah, they passed a drink. I want my Bloody Mary.
Now, for Andy, it was rum.
Yeah, rum.
Yes.
Oh, Cornell, are you a rum drinker by any chance?
What'd you say?
Are you a rum drinker? Do you drink rum?
Yes, of course.
Do you ever hear of a rum called Plantation Rum?
Plantation Rum.
You,
it must have came out in the 1600s.
Many times that way.
I ain't bringing no racing into this conversation now. No.
I wasn't born, Andy.
They have destroyed my servant.
No, listen. No, seriously, it's the key aside. It's called Plantation Rum. It reintroduced me to rum. You know, because normally I go to the store if I'm going to make a rum drink, which I thought was a margarita. I had no idea it was a margarita. We had to look it up. You missed the earlier part of the show, but rum is in like a coconut something. What do you call that drink with a coconut in it? Coconut and rum. What's it called? Coconut and rum.
Probably just coconut rum.
Coconut rum.
It's got a name. Come on.
No, I know what you're talking about, Andy.
It's a popular drink.
In Jamaica, I think they sell it. Is it like white rum or something like that?
No. I mean, when you miss like it usually comes in a frozen drink, and it's coconut and rum. It's got a name. Oh, man. I might have to look that up, too. I hate doing this live on the show, looking things up like I'm...
Okay.
No.
What's it called? Okay, here we go. Okay, I'm again. I have, you know, I tell it like it is. I'm looking this up. Excuse me, and it says the Cola Kai Coconut Rum. Wait a minute, let me see. No, I don't know. It's not saying Bacardi Coconut Rum, Coconut Cart. It's not giving me the name of the drink. It's a Pina Colada.
Okay.
How can I forget pina coladas? Of course, our listeners are probably out there because they're listening to the podcast. They can't call in and tell me, hey, dude, pina colada. Of course, that's what I was saying. It was a very popular drink, and I couldn't think of the name of it. Okay, getting back to what I was saying. Normally when you buy shelf rums, I'm going to mix it with something, and I don't spend a lot of money on the rum because you're mixing it with something. You know, why spend $40 for a bottle of rum when you're mixing it with a bunch of other things and you really don't know the difference? But here is what I learned on Saturday. It makes a huge difference. Huge difference what kind of rum you buy. And this rum, one of many fine rums, is called Plantation Rum. And really, really good. That's all I can tell you. Smooth as can be. It just redefines what rum is. Anyway, we spent enough time on the show talking about rum, I think.
Here I come to save the day.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. We need it.
Do you like pina coladas?
Yeah.
That's very amusing, yes.
Yes.
If you like pina colada, getting caught in the rain. Oh, that's such a cool song.
It's another Monday.
You know what I love about this show, guys?
What's
I'm
that?
I'm sitting here. You could call up. You could get on the internet and listen to the radio show. I'm sitting here on the radio show smoking a cigarette and listening to the program, and I'm on the program. It's so great.
Yeah,
that's cool,
That's what this is an open platform. 515-605-9888. Join the show. You know, what's your favorite scary movie? That's kind of like what we're talking about. You know, we go from here to there. But basically the theme of the show is kind of scary movies. Like, what's our picks? What are other people's picks? And we've discovered some titles that none of us have ever heard of that are highly rated scary movies.
Yeah.
Like,
Chainsaw
what do we call
Massacre.
There was an original one. I remember, and then they had a remake of it, right? And then they had, from the remake of it, they made some other Chainsaw movies. You know, they tend to do that in Hollywood. Oh, this is a real success. Mm-hmm. Let's keep going with this because it was, you know. And this one's a great movie.
On Top Writing.
Mm-hmm. That was a great one. Anybody see that?
I think that movie got a an Oscar.
Hmm.
Shut up and drink your gin.
Let's see that one.
Nightmare on Elm Street. That was one that was.
Yeah.
You know, again, my friends, we used to go around singing Freddy's Coming for You, you know, and used to scare my friends with that. It was so funny. And I remember doing that one night with my friend, and then she came to me the next day, and she was like, you know, I couldn't sleep last night. I kept looking at my door thinking, like, Freddy Krueger was going to come through it. And I'm sorry. It's so funny. It's fine. Is anybody seeing Evil freaking me? Yes,
The Exorcist. That was number one rated. We talked about that one earlier. That had number one. Yeah.
Andy, I still can't watch that movie. I'm still scared to watch that movie. Man.
Really?
I'm like, dude.
Really?
Yes, because the unknown and everything. And this, you know what part got me when she, I think it was part three, when she walked down the steps. And it's just her face, man. Her face looked like me when
goodness.
I wake up after I drink some pina colada.
Yeah. I was saying to Andy a little earlier before you got onto the show that over here in the UK, when that first came out in the movie theaters, they have priests stood outside handing out leaflets saying, don't go in. People have committed suicide from watching this movie.
That's right.
People were actually
right.
throwing up in the movie theaters whilst watching it because they'd never seen anything like it before. Mm-hmm. That was just incredible.
The weirdest thing for me, when I saw the movie, my head spun completely around.
Wow.
And that's, I could believe that.
Mm-hmm.
And they said the people that filmed the movie had really real issues after filming
the
movie.
Yeah, I heard that too. That, I remember that movie. It was,
I can't go near pea soup after that. You know, it's
pea soup.
Yeah,
pea soup. You know what we should do, Amanda? Let's do some homework. You know how every once in a while we do this behind the scenes and the making of. Why don't we do a behind the scenes on Wednesday and the making of The Exorcist? And join us.
That'd be great.
All right.
Yeah. I've already shared one fact with you guys on previous show about the director firing off that gun to scare everybody to make them look shocked. That was epic. So it would be good to go through the facts of.
So stay tuned for another behind the scenes. That's a little section of our show that we integrate every once in a while. We go behind. Where's my reverb? Behind the scenes. On Wednesday's show, we'll do that. Here's the RT, which is a movie rating service, which has the top 100 horror movies. And there's a billion lists out there, but this is pretty authentic here. And the genre of horror films, based on the number of reviews, right? Based on the number of reviews. Okay, so this is kind of cool. You know, based on how many reviews the movie's received. Number one is a movie called Us, 2019.
Okay.
Yes. That was a good movie.
I've seen that.
Another movie, number two, is a movie called Get Out, 2017.
That's the same.
That sounds familiar.
Is it?
Yeah,
Get Out. I mean, Get Out. Go on. Get Out. Whatever. Never mind. All right.
Yeah. Get out, right?
Get out of here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Next one's called A Quiet Place. That's number three.
I've heard the
title.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Oh, and who can forget? Who can forget the night? Oh my God, I remember studying this film back in a film class I took way back in school. Oh my God, how can you forget this? Who remembers? You guys might not remember this, but I studied it in film class. If it weren't for the film class, I would have never heard of it. It was called The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. 1920.
You know, I've not heard of that one.
Oh, my
Never.
God.
But I'm going to check it
out. Oh, my God. The Cabinet of Dr. Caligari, 1920 movie. You got to see it. And this is when...
It sounds scientific.
It was great. Because these are... Do you remember The Werewolf and Frankenstein and Dracula and The Mummy?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking about the black and white 30s, late 20s.
Fantastic.
Like the monsters.
That's even more creepy.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, then they don't have all that digital special effect technology that we have today to integrate into the making of motion pictures. So the way they did it back then almost made it more real. It was almost more real.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I love that. We were saying on the last show about – we were talking about The Changeling and how simple they kept it. Yeah, because the simplicity about all the special effects gave it that edge of realness and it kept you in suspense. And I just loved that. I loved it.
How about the movie Phantasm?
Ooh, yeah. That's a blast from the past.
What'd you say? What is it?
Phantasm.
What'd you say?
It was the movie called Phantasm. You got to watch that.
I thought you said something else.
Yes,
I'm sorry.
We know what you were thinking, Andy.
Yeah.
I think Andy was the eye that was killing people. A peeping eye. Oh.
That movie called 1408? With I think it's possibly a remake, but it starred John Cusack. He went to stay in this room in a hotel, which was number 1408, and he couldn't get out of the room. He was trying to find his way out, and you know, things kept changing up in the room, and he thought he was hallucinating. It was a very good movie, very, very good movie. I think Samuel L. Jackson was in it as well.
If y'all want to watch something that's real scary, watch the documentary of Aleister Crowley.
Oh,
my
gosh. Wow. Yeah, I might pass on that.
Yeah. So ready for this? So number one was Us, two's Get Out, then Quiet Place, Cabinet of Dr. Caligari. Then remember the original 1933 King Kong.
Oh, my goodness.
The original one. Black and white, 1933.
Wow.
Black and white. Remember, he climbs the Empire State Building, blah, blah, blah. Then they remade it way later on and climbs the World Trade Center in New York. But the original King Kong. Number six is, oh, my God, this is another one. I remember studying this in film class, too. Wow. Oh, my God, this is fantastic. The original Dracula, the original very first one was called Nosferatu.
Yes.
Nosferatu. Oh, my God, it was amazing. 1922.
Wow.
He really looked like Dracula. His ears, everything looked scary.
It was great. And Nosferatu is, in English, is the vampire. Directed by, he did some great, great films. It was a silent movie. Max Schreck played the vampire. It was, who directed it? I don't remember. Anyway.
Oh, Rosemary's Baby. Oh. Remember that one?
Oh, my God, yes.
1968. Yes. My goodness. That was...
Oh, my God.
That was a movie. Wow.
Yes.
Mia Farrow, of course.
Oh,
yeah.
And we talked about Psycho on Friday, but what we didn't hit, you remember this one? Again, this is a more recent remake of the original black and white film and a subsequent TV series called The Invisible Man.
Yes. Incredible.
How many of us have thought about what it would be like to be invisible just for a day? What would you do?
Oh, my goodness. I've thought about that quite often.
I know, I'd go.
Oh, my gosh. Andy, what would you do?
The mind boggles, doesn't it? I mean, there's so many exciting things you could do with that. But at the same time, I think it would become really tiresome in the end. I don't know. But you could have so much fun doing that. I mean,
can you imagine?
I think... The thing that jumps into everybody's mind first of all, isn't it, is just spying on the things that you're just not meant to see, like people getting undressed or, you know.
Yeah.
Doing the naughty.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Andy, what would you do, Andy?
laughing. You know what's coming.
A new political regime is planned.
Yes. It's the ultimate fly on the wall experience.
I would quite frankly go to the library.
Why?
Thank you. Why not?
can't you do that anyway?
Oh, yeah. That's something I never do though. So what invisible means I go to the library.
Oh my goodness.
Do you remember a movie called Bad Cock?
Bad what?
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
I don't.
How'd you come out, Ray? I'm sorry. Bad.
Yeah, I'm like,
bad.
Okay.
Bad.
I could go
bad.
So many ways.
Brad. Brad Cook. Brad Cock, Brad, never mind. Let's skip that one. Brad's got it. Let's skip that one. Right.
I'm seeing a chicken with an attitude right now, you know, and the obvious.
And of course, 1931 film, the original 1931 movie called Frankenstein.
Mm,
yeah,
yes.
That was good. Yeah. Black and white.
Yep. And we talked about Hereditary on this list, that movie Hereditary, which is number 2 on that IMDb list, is number 13 here. I still never heard of it, 1918, Hereditary.
Yeah.
And did you ever hear a movie called Let the Right One In, 2008?
Yeah, I've seen that
wow.
one. I thought that was a
subsequent film to Debbie Does Dallas. I thought that was a
yeah, that's like a freaky title.
Let the Right One In. I thought that was. And then there's another one called It Follows, which was a subsequent to what's It Follows from? It was a sequel to Follow Me.
Yeah.
Follow Me? Hmm. Wait.
Oh, what about The Fly?
Oh my God. With of course Jeff
Goldblum.
Yes, that
yeah,
was great.
Oh my God,
film.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was
great
really
movie.
Good.
And how
Stop
about The Silence of the Lambs?
Yeah, Silence of the Lambs.
1991 with their, you know what I mean, the actor.
Yes.
Come on.
Hoffman.
Come on. It must
Anthony Hopkins and.
Yeah, of course.
Hawkins. Yeah, Anthony Hawkins. Yeah.
What's her name? I forget her name. Jodie Foster.
Jodie Foster. Anthony Hopkins,
yeah,
Scott Glenn, Ed
right.
Levine, Anthony Heald, and Brooke Smith. Yes.
Didn't they do a really good job in that series of movies, though, the way they kept them going? Like with the last one was Red Dragon. No, the last one was the where it was based on Hannibal, so they called it Hannibal, right? But the one before that, I think, was Red Dragon, which was,
yeah,
I think, the third in
that
the series.
That was great.
Yeah.
Here's another, guys. Blast from the Past, 1968. Rosemary's Baby.
Yeah.
The one I just mentioned.
That was great.
With Mia Farrow.
With Mia Farrow. Yeah. It came up as number 21. You talked about that one.
21? Okay.
21. Mm-hmm. And then 22 is Eyes Without a Face.
Okay.
Never heard of
That's
it?
That's the name of a song, right? Eyes Without a Face.
Eyes Without a Face is such a disgrace. I'm sorry. And then there's another movie. Never heard of it. It's 23. It's called Pan's Labyrinth, 2006. 239 reviews. Never heard of it.
Yeah. No. Well, yeah, I mean, this is a bit of a funny one. But it's I wouldn't have put that up there with that.
No, didn't I mention The Invisible Man, the 2020, that was number 8. Ready? Number 25 is the original 1933 Invisible Man.
Okay. Huh.
26 is a 2020 film called Host. Never heard of it?
Yeah.
Then The Witch. Never heard of it? 2016, The Witch? Never heard of it? The Cabin in the Woods, 2012. I heard of that. Anybody hear of that, The Cabin in the Woods?
Oh, The Host is where a group of friends hire a medium to do a seance over a Zoom call or something like that. It's a really up-to-date one based on current circumstances with the lockdown and everything like that.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that got 100% rating. I got to catch it, I
really?
Guess. I got to see it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then 2016 film called The Witch.
Right. I've not seen that one.
Then Cabin in the Woods. We're at 28. Cabin in the Woods.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That was quite good.
Don't Look Now.
Hmm.
It. Possessor. Relic. The Birds. We talked about Young Frankenstein.
Yeah.
Amazing. I don't know why that's on a horror flick list. Amazing. Godzilla, 1954, the original one.
Wow.
The Vanishing. Ready or Not, Drag Me to Hell. The Girl Walks Home Alone at Night. That sounds like a House of Wax we talked about on Friday, I think.
Yeah.
The Fly we already talked about. Dracula, the original one, 31. Anyway, the list goes on and on. But those are, you know, we're running out of time. I can go on forever here. But that's fun. This is fun. I like doing this. This is fun time.
You know, one movie I will mention before we come off. The air is The Ring. That set a trend as well, didn't it, when that came out?
Yeah,
with the lady
yeah.
with the black hair. The, you know, you saw so many videos posted online of people trying to replicate the same thing.
That
set a whole trend going in the movie industry. But that was incredible.
And actually, we have a little bit of extra time here because we had a technical thing in the beginning of the show that creates more time at the end of the show. So, hey, we don't have to leave right now. We go on. Anyway, how are you, Amanda?
I'm good. Thank you.
I don't go now.
I'm doing all
I have to go out, and I will not be back until after sundown tomorrow.
So you guys take over Australia.
All right.
I'm out of
here.
What?
Fine.
What? What? Mm-hmm.
Enjoy your Kona beer.
Yeah.
Kona beer. Oh, you should have got me started. Oh, my God. That's another thing I did over the weekend. Kona beer, folks. We've talked about that almost every show, but we wouldn't if it wasn't that good. It really is good beer. Really good. Oh, I
didn't have a Kona.
Oh, yeah, we got to fix that somehow. I don't know how we... The only thing I can think of is to try to find it there. You know, if there's a distributor that imports beer, maybe. I don't know.
Oh, don't worry, darling. When I eventually get over there, I shall be... it'll be worth the wait. I can find out what it's all about and enjoy it. Absolutely.
Yeah. And another sponsor that we have, Everything Boats for Less.
Yes.
Yes.
RVs, automotive, boat supplies. Boaters, RV campers, outdoor enthusiasts, automotive. EBF, that's in Frank, EBFL.store or everythingboatsforless.com. 14,000 products and counting, all having to do with boats and boating and RV and camping and inverters and communications and GPS and hardware and software and you name it, Garmin and all the top manufacturers. It's all there, everythingboatsforless.com. And check out that website with over 14,000 some odd products ready to be had, tried, and implemented and integrated into your boat or your RV or your car. Everything from cleaners to GPS systems and communication systems and radios and list. I mean, the list is exhaustive. 14,000 some odd products. So check it out. EverythingBoatsForLess.com. As a sponsor here on the Andy and Amanda Show. Speaking of sponsors, and we already did, stay tuned, folks, because we're going to be asking you to contribute to the show via a Patreon system here, which would enable you to chip in a couple of bucks a month just to keep this thing going and enable us to expand our show as we talked about earlier. But we're going to do that. So this is you know, we're doing this. We have a fun time doing it. Of course we do, but we're doing it to – for you too, to entertain, to engage, to provide a platform where people can participate and talk about issues and concerns, and have some laughs.
Absolutely.
But that's what we do, right, Amanda?
Random funny things. Yes, of course, darling. Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what we're about, and we do have so much fun doing it. And it's beautiful to find something in life where, you know, you just want to give it 100% because you believe in it, and it is so much fun. And you know, you want to see where it can go and what it can transform into. And I think that's an incredible feeling. So for everyone who likes to be part of this and listen to it and, you know, support us with all the downloads and everything, or listening live, thank you so, so much. We truly, truly, truly appreciate you from the bottom of our hearts.
And we know how hard you all work.
They wanted me to put like a wetsuit over them, so they wanted to be like suspended on this cross via a wetsuit.
Somebody asked if they could put a Twix bar, the chocolate bar, in my butt, and then I would like poop it out. I get like ejected, and then they wanted to eat it. I declined that one.
I've had a guy ask me to sit on his lap while he pees, but I had.
Yeah, these are typical callers.
Andy, I kind of like that one. Tweeting girl. I like this one. This is my new friend now. This is my new girlfriend.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yes, your donation every month will help keep this going. Excuse me. Anyway, what was I going to say? You know, that's what we do on the show.
For a moment
there,
I thought you were heading with your donation every month will help keep it up. I was like, oh, my goodness.
You know.
Oh, what are we like?
Well, you know, you know, we'd like your support for that, of course.
Yeah,
you know.
We appreciate you guys. Thank you so much.
We do.
Wow.
We do.
This has been a great Monday so far, I got to admit.
A lot of fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It really
is. I just
is.
Don't get what that connection thingy is on a Monday. That's just so bizarre.
Yeah, it's weird because, I'll tell you about this later, Cornell, but Joe was really funny. He came on the show earlier. He was really funny, and
he had a great thing going.
And I ruined it because I announced who it was before he came on in disguise. But before he came on, I said, "Here's Joe," and then he joined us because I recognized his number. And then I put him off. I was going to put him on the screening, you know, where you can talk off the show. And then he disappeared. So he came back on and said, oh, these, you know, we went along with it. And said, oh, you know, these crazy callers, you know, because he's going with Frank. But then he came back on and we had some fun with Joe. And Joe, if you're still listening, and then Joe dropped off again. He dropped off again. And he hasn't been on since. So, yeah, and then Amanda had a tough time joining us early on, too. So I don't know what the deal is. I really don't know what this is with Blog Talk. We should raise it up to the powers that be. Because it's ruining our fun. You know?
Yes, it is. It is. Come on, Blog Talk. Be nice to us. We're trying. We're trying.
We didn't get a chance to talk to you guys on a weekend. So give us a chance, Blog Talk.
Yeah, and it seems like every Monday we have these issues, every Monday. You know, Amanda has trouble getting on the show. We have people dropping the show on Mondays, and I don't know what the deal or why it is. And you know, and we're glad that Blog Talk provides this platform for us to be able to do what we do, and thank you for that. But you know, if there's something
better
out there, we probably look for it. No, honestly, I know we're right here on Blog Talk, and this does cost us money to do this show, so I can say this because we do pay to do this, and they are our provider. And not a 100% happy customer here. I got to be quite honest with those who are looking into doing this and so forth. And if there was another platform that would enable us to do this, we just might be looking for it. But short of that, we're gonna go to Real Radio someday, and that's our plan. And we've been told we should. Everybody from guests to fans to emails to you know everybody. And we hope you would do that. Yeah. And this
That'd
is the Monday show, you know, so we get into who we are, what we are on the show. I think it's a good idea to do that at the beginning of every week. Now we should introduce ourselves and what we're about and what our goals and objectives are and why we're doing the show. And we've always talked about in the show for over a year, and that is commitment and establishing objectives and where you're going to be in a couple of years from now. And that's what we're doing. We're walking down the pathway right now to what our ultimate objective is, to expand this show, expand what we do, make more of a difference, and get out there on commercial airwaves. And we need your support to enable us to do that. And the show will continue to grow and get bigger and better as we do. So, again, our number here for future shows is 515-605-9888. Feel free to join us live. Our next show is Wednesday at 3 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, which is 8 p.m. in the UK, and, of course, on the West Coast in Hollywood, our headquarters here in L.A. It's noontime, a lunchtime show on the Andy and Amanda program. And talk radio. Talk radio means you get to talk. So I'm getting burnt out talking.
Head over to Instagram, guys, and follow all our updates because we post a lot of funny pictures and things that's going on in our lives. We post videos up for you to check us out so you can see our faces. And, just follow us on Instagram at the Andy and Amanda Show. Come check us out.
And we have Facebook and YouTube as well, correct?
We do. Yeah. So you can find us on YouTube or Facebook just by putting in search the Andy and Amanda Show. And we'll pop up.
Google
you'll
us.
See our logo. Yeah.
Yeah.
Come join us.
Google
us. Yeah.
A couple of things I just want to talk about real quick. I wanted to get to before we always rush in at the end here to try to get this in. But some things that are advertised that we're going to just discuss a little bit on our show regarding the news. And I just want to let you folks know, if you didn't know, some things are happening in Chicago. We have listeners in Chicago. And welcome aboard Chicago. And one thing I received from there is the vaccination clinics for COVID-19 are now going to be opened up in major office buildings throughout the Chicago area and around Illinois. So if you ever go into like the office building lobby of these high rises, and they're going to have free vaccines right in these office buildings around Chicago. And a note I got here from Florida. Why is this happening now? In Florida, Publix, which is a regular, it's a food, Publix is like where you go get all your food, a big food, big grocery shopping store chain, huge. Huge in Florida, I think about the Southeast. They're going to be offering no appointment COVID, Moderna, and J&J vaccines in all their Florida stores. So kind of cool, very cool.
Wow, that's great. We've had a bit of breaking news here as well, sweetheart. Sorry to cut you off.
Go ahead. Continue,
and then I'll explain afterwards.
Trump's latest post, we told what it was. We read it already. Thank you for that. I already got it. We read about that earlier in the show. Thank you for that, though. Trump's got his own platform now, which he tweets lies. Nothing new. Convicted killer Derek Chauvin is being kept away from other inmates in Minnesota's most secure prison unit for obvious reasons, and they're watching him Every 1/2 hour, every 30 minutes, and you also have on TV 24/7. So he's on camera, and they check on him in person. Partially, they want to make sure that he's not suicidal, and also, of course, to keep him secure from inmates. Don't take it too kindly to cops who kill people. So they got to keep this guy separated. But go ahead, Amanda. That's about all the news I have fit to print here. There's some other stuff, but nothing we can have time to go over now. But go ahead. What's going on there?
Well, first of all, just to let everybody know, and I'm sure people are aware here in the UK, that Boris went live at 5 to express our new rules for coming out of lockdown even further, which I'm sure everybody is happy about. But the breaking news currently right now is the London surge testing after the South Africa variant. So there's been surge testing in North Kensington in London after a number of cases of the South African coronavirus variant were detected. The Department of Health and Social Care has said. So, guys, anywhere in that area, please go and get tested to find out what's going on. They're trying to do the test and trace as much as possible. So please go and check it out. And anybody of the 16 years and over who lives and works in these areas is strongly encouraged to take the COVID test, whether they are showing symptoms or not. Okay? So I just wanted to share that.
And woo. Cornell, thank you, Cornell. You still with
us? Yes, I'm right here. I'm sorry.
Give us some news on your end of the world. Cornell's lost.
This is not Kleinenberg.
Well, it's beautiful weather that's going on in the East Coast, and everything is wonderful, man. Everything is great.
Here's my advice.
You know, everybody.
Ben, listen carefully. Stand in front of a mirror. Bring yourself to a full erection. And you are going to see that your penis looks as if it is actually larger than it really is. So no more worries about is my penis large enough to satisfy her. Good luck.
I just want to add that public service announcement.
It's the way she said front. Stand in front of the mirror.
Front of the mirror. In front.
He said what I was
in
thinking.
Front. Yeah.
Ever bring a woman to an orgasmic response unless she really wants to have an orgasm. So first the woman has to decide that this is what she wants, and then she has to help to bring herself to an orgasmic response.
So we need him. So come on back on here, man.
Dr. Roof is like Nostradamus to me. She predicts everything
I
think.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not even the sex so much, but, you know, there are days when you just don't want to go to work.
Hmm. Right.
Yes.
There are.
It always happens as soon as I get on. Don't tell me I bring the freak out of you, Andy.
No, I just think it's something I think it's just what you're carrying. I think it's just...
Four carriers of the plague who will infect their miserable brethren.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I guess what it is.
You guys.
Yes.
Hit me right, hit me wrong. No.
I think that's what it is. Well, this is a lot of fun, guys, you know. And Cornell, I had a question to ask you.
Sure.
What?
What's the question?
What? Oh, what question?
Oh, my God.
What?
I'm scared to listen to the question.
He knows exactly what he's doing. But I would add this. He knows what he is doing. He knows exactly what he's doing.
I wouldn't quite go that far.
I wouldn't either. I just go with the flow.
Me too.
Who am I? Why am I here?
You know what, guys? I was thinking we should have our own movie.
Yeah.
Our own movie.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, based on how the things we talk about and what we get up to on this show, I can see a huge percentage of it having a lot of sex scenes.
Yeah.
Oh, I would love it.
You know, people have got this theory that they'll want less sex at home if they're having it elsewhere, but in fact, there's a thing called the hydraulic pump theory that says...
Yes, remember that? You know, I remember that.
These people are sick.
Yeah, just...
Just lean back and relax.
You'll be all right.
That'd be cool, though. That would be cool, though, Cornel, what you said. Yeah. How do you see it in your head?
Well, I could see, I could see our life behind the scenes before we get on the Andy and Amanda show.
Okay, ooh. I see. Mm. Interesting.
Mm. You know?
The real life.
Real life.
Oh, the real life.
When we in the dark.
Real life of Andy and Amanda show coming to a screen near you.
Yeah.
Wow.
That sounds so real.
And yeah, it really did.
I was like, hold on, let me go back to the bathroom.
Well, as long as you don't say Candyman in the mirror 3 times whilst it's happening, you're all right.
I'm not going to say it in the mirror.
Yes, exactly.
Get it?
Stand in front of the mirror and say Candyman 3 times whilst
in front of the mirror. Yes. I'm going to bring it back here. I want to hear that again.
Oh my God.
Ben, listen carefully. Stand in front of a mirror, bring yourself to a full erection, and you're going...
I like that. Stand in front.
I love the way she says it. It's just so funny.
Stand in front. Yeah, because, you know...
Wish, and I guess men sometimes don't know what to say.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're not the only ones, in all fairness. Like, I have many moments like that on this show.
Stand in front.
In front. Yeah. I actually sound Scottish when I try it, so that's no point.
Try
really.
It. I think you have it. I think you got it.
Imagine
yeah.
she was doing it and she said, rock, rock. Like, oh. Get it?
My days.
Is it true, do girls not masturbate or do girls masturbate?
Oh my gosh, we are settling this right now. Yes, we do. If you don't, you're lying because every girl does. And you know what? Seriously, if you don't, you're missing out on a great orgasm because honestly, mm-hmm. once you do, you know the spots. So you can tell the guy, teach him.
Yeah,
so
you can treat yourself better than yourself.
These people are sick. They want to do it very quickly. And add me into the group if you don't mind.
I think Andy is trying to tell me I need some. Every time I'm on the show, Andy's like, yo, go and get you some. That's what he's telling me, guys.
Yes.
Every time I get on the show, Andy be like, oh, my gosh.
Or is that just what you're hearing, huh?
Yeah.
Or is that?
Yeah. I need some
chicken.
Mm-hmm. Some chicken?
Fish.
Yes.
I like fish.
Yes,
I think maybe. I think.
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say.
Today for me is a very good day.
It is.
Voice.
I'm not getting a lot of fun.
I want ice cream.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I have Ben and Jerry in the refrigerator.
You have some what?
Ben and Jerry. Cherry
Garcia. Oh, yes. Yes.
That's
I love Ben and Jerry's.
That's a great ice cream.
I'm actually
you know
trying to...
Put...
Sorry, go on.
I'm sorry.
No. Go, please.
Thank you. Oh, you're so adorable.
No.
When I buy Ben and Jerry, I put in the microwave for like.
Oh yeah.
There we go.
That's definitely the way to go. One I've got in the freezer at the moment is a non-dairy one by Ben and Jerry's because, as you know, I sometimes I have issues with dairy. So if I have too much cheese or ice cream or whatever, then I tend to get some sort of infection in my sinuses, and so I have to be very careful with that. So I thought, okay, just try this non-dairy one, you know, even though I'm resistant to do it. And I actually wasn't too bad as far as non-dairy ice cream goes. I mean, it could be better, but it's actually quite nice. It's got cookie dough and some cookies and some sort of caramel swirl in it or something like that. It's very, very tasty, considering.
Apparently not everyone was aware of the incessant march of progress.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who likes Chunky Monkey?
Ooh. Oh yes, that's one of my faves.
And how about do you ever have fish food? Or the ice cream.
Yes.
The Ben & Jerry's.
Yes.
I love
it. Yes.
With the marshmallow mixed in.
Pretzels in it, right?
No. Is it pretzels? I don't think so. It's got marshmallows and chocolate and chocolate pieces.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what else is really good?
What?
Is vanilla caramel swirl Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Fab.
And the chocolate fresh brownie.
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
I sound like that girl, right? Oh, yes.
Oh, yes.
Oh, it's so good.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Ben and Jerry's got, like, their own little graveyard, haven't they, of all the flavors that they've released before and that they no longer have. So they made this mini graveyard with, like, their little headstones of what the flavors were.
Wow.
Yeah. I didn't know it existed until recently. I was like, wow, that's pretty cool, actually.
Gosh, that is cool.
Yeah.
I just had a new Ben and Jerry's a few days ago that I never had bought before. It's some kind of triple chocolate. It's like chocolate ice cream and chocolate something, chips or pieces.
Oh,
it's very
goodness.
Chocolatey. And there's actually chocolate pudding in there.
Wow.
And I wonder
why... You know what tastes great?
What?
What?
No, go ahead, Andy. I'm sorry.
I'm just wondering why they would ever come up with the idea of putting chocolate pudding in ice
cream.
Maybe
that's a question you should ask China.
We tried.
Yeah. You know, we're so busy asking China all these things. They must get sick of us by now.
They must. We're after them all the time.
Thank you, China, for all your participation.
You.
We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We're still waiting for our answers, but yeah.
I have a question for you guys. Yeah. Haagen-Dazs or Ben & Jerry's? Go.
Ben & Jerry's.
Oh, Ben & Jerry's.
Yeah, Ben & Jerry's, I agree. There's one Haagen-Dazs flavor that I've got to recommend.
Hmm.
It's called Vanilla Swiss Chocolate Almond.
Oh, that's
delicious right there. Oh, my God.
It's
bad.
Yeah. It's like vanilla ice cream with chocolate-covered almonds. Incredible. It's a Haagen-Dazs flavor.
Hey, try potato chips. Regular potato chips. Regular flavor potato chips. Try that with that. You'll be like, oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
Oh, just like salted potato chips.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Wow.
Do you know what I'm going to do after the show?
What's that?
I'm going to get some ice cream.
Yes.
That's not what I had in mind.
What?
After the show... No. Get out of here. Get away.
Go away.
Here go our mascot.
Go away.
Here go our mascot. The mascot is back.
There's our pogo stick again.
Right.
Yeah, one day we're going to show you guys a picture of it. He's a freak.
No, after the show, or even before the show, it depends, you know, what day, but... Go away. No,
he signed in again.
That dude's having some Ben & Jerry's. Don't take this the wrong way. He's just having some Ben & Jerry's. That's all he's doing.
Yes.
Well, too much.
Yes.
That's all he's doing. All right, don't get the wrong idea. This is a family show.
So, you know. What were you going to do after the show, Andy?
Oh.
Yeah, I was wondering that.
Anyway. Yeah. You sound fine, didn't it? This is...
Is Joe back on his show?
Hey, boy. No.
You look just like a hoe.
No.
You look just like a hoe. Come here, Biggie.
No.
Come here, Biggie. Biggie, no. Biggie. Come on. Come on, Biggie. Come on, Biggie. Come on, Biggie. Give me a ride. A ride. Hey, boy, get up and give me a ride.
All right.
Get up and give me a ride, boy.
All right. All right.
Get up.
All right.
Get up.
Oh, I got painful.
No,
Baba,
no. 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 No.
Wow.
Joe,
what
hang
the...
up your phone.
What was that?
Joe. Yeah. Where is he?
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, really.
Gotta hang up his phone.
I also happen to call him a lightweight, okay? And I have said that, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least some people have heard.
Your caller's got to stop calling in with that bullshit. At least hang up the phone.
Oh, man.
Guys. My goodness. You know? You know?
I do know, and I'm sort of obsessing about ice cream.
The YMCA. If you can do the YMCA with your legs, you're doing great things in the bedroom.
What is your favorite sex position? What do you think, Cornell?
I like doggy style.
Yeah, it's different.
Yeah, because the vagina is upside down.
Yeah.
It is, right? You people are sick.
Oh, man. I'm a lady. I don't reveal those things on things like this.
But it really is, because if you laying on top of it, it's regular, but if doggy style is like flip down, so you can feel the more sensation, I guess. Maybe.
I've heard that. Yes, that you can get a better position for the that certain spot. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then you could play, with her other thing while you back, while you hitting her from the back, and you know, playing with her a little anal, you know.
Okay. Yeah.
Would you rather have a man?
Let me say, I said the vagina.
Oh, man.
I don't know how. Oh, my. Andy, you got me in this. Oh, my God. And I told my daughter to listen to the show.
You know, you two are bad as each other. You bounce off each other so much.
I'm going to tell you. You know why?
I understand that scientists will soon make it possible.
They will.
Oh, really?
That's what they're telling us.
What is it they're going to make possible?
When you ride the donkey.
Okay.
Squeal like a bee. Well, I'll tell you something. One thing, Amanda.
My baby, when you go out with me, money means nothing.
I told you, Amanda, as soon as I get on the show.
And what's up, Doc?
Hey.
We're still trying to figure that out.
That's the question I'm going to be asking this week when I go for my vaccine. What's up, Doc?
You got to remember this, Cornell. This is really important.
There's no such thing as a G-spot.
Is there? Anybody know?
What, a G-spot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a G-spot.
What I want to know is what happened to the other letters, you know, A, B, C, D, E, F.
The
yeah,
what?
Right?
It's like, where were they assigned to and where did they go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Well, the G-spot is the very sensitive spot of a woman, so if you hit it right and all that stuff, she'll start squirting.
Is that right? Is that true?
Yeah, it gives her orgasm, the G-spot.
Yeah, I think a lot of people have been known to have a problem reaching that as well, because of the angle, etc. But yeah, I mean, it's a place that couples are keen to investigate and quite often look into, I believe. But
definitely.
Yeah.
I don't know how we got here, but.
Oh, I do.
I don't know. I'm
I hear there's rumors on the internets.
So
that's what it was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering if that was really an existing, a real thing, or if that was just kind of like.
No, it is real.
It is real.
The spot itself is very real, and it can be a whole different experience for a lady once that is the spot is.
We're listening.
Yeah, right.
We're all ears.
Yes.
And you keep hitting it. She can have multiple.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
Yes.
And she can have multiple orgasms and keep more. It's not like a guy can have, you know, and one that we've done or two that we've done, but they can keep having it and having it and having it and having it. But I read that off of Dr. Ruth.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. See, you learn something every day here on the Andy and Amanda Show. 515-605-9888. Join. Yeah, tell us your, tell us, you don't have to join us. Never mind. Go away. Listen, we got to wrap the show up, actually, folks. We're we're going forever here, but we got to, you know, end this Monday edition. It's May 10th, 2021 already. I just cannot believe it's another Monday. Wednesday.
Yeah.
And Friday. And you can hear, those of you who are listening to this show are probably hearing the podcast, and thank you for doing so. And you're welcome to call into our live shows when we do broadcast live. Next time up is Wednesday at noon in the Pacific time zone and at 3 p.m. in the Eastern time zone. And over in the UK at 8 p.m. And please do join us, you know? Join the fun, right? Right, guys?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Right?
If you dare.
If you dare. So we should sign. There's so much more I could talk about here. We're just in such a roll, but we really got to, you know, got to wrap it up.
We
should
have come fun, but yes. It's very true.
Mm-hmm.
All righty.
I think we should.
If it doesn't work, separate amicably. And look for somebody new.
Okay.
Oh.
So we're going to separate from our fans, our audience right now, and look for new ones. We don't like you guys anymore, just like they said. And we'll find another set of fans that we like better. What do you think?
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
It's okay, listeners. It's okay.
Yeah. Amanda Sarris, well, hey, Cornell, thanks for joining us, my man. And Amanda, all of you, take us home. Yeah.
Absolutely, Cornell. It's been amazing. I'm new, Bob. Behalf of Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love, somewhere in the UK, and on behalf of our wonderful coordinator, Cornell Butler, who joined us again. We're so grateful for him and all that he does. Thank you to you, the audience, for joining us for another amazing show, and we hope you catch us on Wednesday for some more fun and antics that we get up to here. You take care and stay safe and keep smiling and enjoy yourselves. We'll speak to you on Wednesday.
Take care, folks.
Take care. Thank you.
Bye.
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 Bye.